You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are City Manager Rory Watt and Mayor Beth Weldon here again for a daily update on COVID-19 as it relates to CBJ operations and daily life. Mr. Watt, Mayor Weldon, thanks for joining me today, and hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks again for your time. I know you both are very busy right now, so let's jump right in. What's new or breaking this afternoon?
So the first thing I think that was new and breaking is we had heard rumors that we did have a positive case in Juneau. It is a false alarm. According to public health, we are still clear in Juneau, and there are no confirmed cases. So we have ramped up our EOC since yesterday morning, and it took them a little while to get their feet underneath them and their roles, but we're hearing incident command jargon now, and I'll let Rory talk to you about our three task force.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Actually, we've got five task forces. So in the incident command structure, it's a federal system where you get organized all the same so that as you bring in other state and federal partners, you're all using the same language and organization, and you can grow the organization as the scale of the emergency increases. So we have a operations chief, who is Carl Yucatel, our port director, and he's overseeing five task forces. And those task forces are what to do at the airport, how to do a drive-through screening facility, like people have seen in the news, homeless sheltering, de-stressing homeless shelters to meet CDC guidelines, what to do if we get vessels, and this would be small vessels, with infected people, and whether we need to quarantine vessels, and organizing volunteers. So briefly, out at the airport, I think by about four, maybe right about now, we're going to have a station at the airport for passengers that are arriving in Juneau, and those passengers will be giving copies of the governor's health mandate for returning passengers, and they will be giving the opportunity for voluntary temperature check. So our fire department has spearheaded that, so you're going to see that at the airport. We're working on adding capacity to our homeless shelters. We've got too many people in the nonprofit shelters, and we can't meet CDC guidelines. So we have taken over the JAC. JAC staff have moved all of their things out of the hall, and as soon as probably Saturday, maybe even Friday night, we're going to move in there, and that's going to be manned by the St. Vincent de Paul staff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a lot going on. I mean, it's super important that we get the vulnerable population with the social distancing guidelines, because if we had an outbreak in a shelter where we've got lots of vulnerable people, we would be at risk of filling our hospital capacity. So we're jumping right on that, and I know that seems very aggressive, but that's a very important thing for us to do. We have a group of people that are standing up a drive-through screening facility that's going to be out at the Fire Training Center, and we're working on the protocols for that, impending arrival of more testing abilities. So that's a very good thing. And then our two newer groups, the volunteer coordinator and the vessel quarantine group, are just getting going. So lots on that. We have rearranged our Parks and Rec department in City Hall into a communication center. So we have people that used to work in other Parks and Rec facilities that are now part of the communications team. So our ability to get information out is greatly enhanced. You wouldn't really recognize city government right now. It's been a remarkable pivot to the ICS system as we stand up the Emergency Operations Center.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot happening very quickly, but it sounds like things are going smoothly as they can, and they're very efficient. I wanted to back up to something Mayor Weldon said about the positive case in Juneau being a false alarm, but a lot of us feel that it is inevitable, and it's not, you know, the end of the world, right? I mean, we're prepared for it. We're ready to respond. So what are your thoughts on that?
Correct. As many communities have, Fairbanks just got a couple more today. Sooner or later, Juneau is going to have one, and that's why we ramped up the EOC so early. We're going to be ready for anything that happens coming this way or more prepared. And the big thing that we had to worry about was a lot of our resources. As people know, that there was kind of a shortage of masks around. So one of the things that they're doing at the hospital with the fire department and public health and stuff is trying to make sure that there's enough masks and PPE for all the healthcare providers. But yes, you're correct that sooner or later, Juneau is going to have a case or two, and our job at the city is just trying to slow that spread down so our health care isn't overrun and everybody can get the best medical care that they need.
Excellent. Thank you. I understand there's a meeting tonight from the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, starting at 7 o'clock. Is that right?
Actually, it's an assembly meeting at 7 o'clock, and the reason we had an assembly meeting is just when all this thing's happening at City Hall, as Rory said, you wouldn't recognize it. We're having a hard time getting information as needed to the assembly, and we're having a hard time getting policy stuff from the assembly to the EOC. So we called a meeting tonight. It's just an informational for us to catch up. As people know, we have a regular committee of the whole on Monday night. But it's at 7, and it will be broadcast, and we are streaming it on Facebook. So
right.
people
and
can listen if they want to hear.
Absolutely, and you can listen on KTOO 104.3 FM or KTOO.org tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. Anything else that you guys would like to add? We have a couple minutes left.
I guess I just want to say that even though we don't have a positive case, we should assume that we've got it in the community, and we should assume that as individuals, we all can do our part. So, I mean, I'm just like banging this drum so hard every time I can. Distancing, washing your hands, and protecting the elderly, it all adds up. Every little action adds up. I mean, when you think about everybody poised, listening, when is that first case going to be? I mean, I just think, okay, you could be the person that washes your hands and doesn't get the virus off a doorknob, right? You could be the person that maybe you have the virus and you stay 6 feet away all day and nobody else gets it. Individual actions, I think, are really, really important. And I think we just have to call on each other to do the best that we can, everything that we can.
Thank you. Mayor Weldon, any last thoughts?
Just to echo what Rory says, it's here whether we have confirmed cases or not. So as we're saying here in City Hall, taking care of yourself takes care of our community. So everybody just needs to take care of themselves, and the community will be better for it.
Mayor Weldon, City Manager Rory Watt, thank you again so much for your time today, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Shelley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.